I'll start with the injuries. Jordy Nelson had a knee bruise. He did not return. X-rays were negative. Did not return. Coach's decision. Chad Clifton re-injured the same ankle, and I'll probably have to know more about him in the morning. With that, I'll take your questions. Very important win today. Number one, playing at home. I mean, these are things we address as a football team, staying focused on the target, winning at home, and winning division games. I felt the game today started with defense. I thought they played at a very high level, holding the Detroit Lions to 0 points. The ability to play at home like that with great defense has always been a focus, and I was very pleased with that. I thought special teams played very well in their segments. I thought the fake punt was a big play in the game for us, and we had a couple penalties on that. On those units, we'll look at that. Offensively, had a lot of production, but the two big negatives are the sacks and the penalties. So pre-snap, no excuse. No one feels good about that, but we'll look at the other stuff. But to win at home, 26-0, it's a step to get back. It's been 13 days since we played. I know our football team was excited to get out there today. I thought the crowd was outstanding, playing at home at noon. But it's, once again, home wins and division wins are very important. Okay. Okay. Well, really, the attempts going into that point, frankly, their defense has as much to do with that as just the way we went into the game without getting into specifics. But we moved the football. I mean, it's whether you do it by run or pass. To me, it's irrelevant. But when you have to run the football, when you're in a 4-minute offense, when you're wanting to run the football, I thought we were productive. That's the toughest time to run the football when you need to, and I was pleased with the way we ran it in the fourth quarter. Really, there's planning wise, I thought our plan was very similar this week than in the last couple weeks. We're not in sync in the protection aspect of it. I think it was evident with the five sacks. But I thought the ability for the quarterback to get the ball out to our perimeter people, let them make plays after the catch, is always a focus, and I thought we did it at a high level today. What was the key? Well, playing with favorable down and distance, Tom. I mean, it's the ability to stop the run on first down. I thought Dom and the defensive staff had a good plan. There's probably more pressure this week than we've been the last couple of weeks. I think it really helps our defense play at a higher tempo, and just guys flying around. And I think we're getting better week in and week out defensively. It's nice to have Atari back. He definitely showed up today. Had the big interception there in the end zone. But I just really felt that our tempo was up where it needed to be, where it's been at times throughout the season, and it's definitely a performance we can build off of. Well, definitely, he's talented. I mean, Clay, I thought Clay took full advantage of his opportunity to start in both the base and the nickel. He's been coming on strong. His performance up here in Minnesota was a big part of us making this making this change and giving him the opportunity today, and he definitely performed. I know a lot's been made of that. I'll say this about individual statistics, and this goes clear across the board. When your team statistics in order, the individual statistics will be in order. As far as playing with his hand on the ground and so forth, I mean, those are things that we've talked about all the way back in the spring. So we're going to continue to put all of our players, Aaron included, in the best position to be successful. We're teaching a scheme of defense. There are some moving parts to it. There is a little bit of an adjustment, and we're working our way through it. But I thought as a whole, that's what the defense was supposed to look like today. And when that's in order, the individual statistics will come in order. And that's the emphasis. I'm not really interested in having a bunch of, a number of individuals with good statistics and being ranked 27th in the league in defense. We need to play defense the right way. And I think Dom's doing a very good job of implementing the system and getting us on point. It happened on the turnover down there on the goal line. I didn't see the specifics of it. So, I mean, it's disappointing. But, you know, we're just, we're not very healthy up front right now, and we got to keep, you know, working and working our way through the adjustments you got to make. I mean, injuries are part of the game. Those are really answers for Lamar. You know, I without seeing the film and gathering all the information, I mean, I know we had some communication errors on two of them. So those are the things we'll discuss when we view the film. Breaking point? Well, I'll tell you, it's frustrating. There's no denying that. I'm not going to sit here and tell you I feel really good about it. The ones that grab a hold of me are the pre-snap penalties. I mean, there's no excuse for it. It doesn't matter who, when, where, what time. That's the thing that's unacceptable. Now, these combative penalties and some of them that were thrown, we'll go through the process that we go through every week. We had 13, they had 6. So it definitely factors in the game. You don't particularly on offense play with any rhythm. I mean, you're going back and forth, the game stopped and so forth, and you're down to distance changes. I mean, we have to get it cleaned up. It's definitely an issue the first 5 games. I just felt Charles was, with his experience, handling the football. I think Jermon has done an excellent job with that. The wind was changing. Sean Slocum, we discussed it on the sideline. So just with his experience back there. It's got a little, I thought the wind picked up in the second and third quarter. No, he actually, he tweaked his ankle again. That's why we held him. That was a coach's decision. That didn't come out of the medical. Well, actually, the first play was supposed to go to Donald. So it just goes to show you don't always get to throw it to who you want to throw it to. But it was good that happened right away. So I know he felt good about it and just want to get into the flow of the game. It's once again, I can't say enough about Donald Driver. It couldn't happen to a finer individual. He's an outstanding representative of Green Bay Packers. So very, very, very happy to be part of that. And I just can't say enough about him personally and professionally, what he accomplished here today. Well, he had a couple things going on in that play. He had Donald broke the record, and just with the discussion with the officials before the game, I think they wanted to handle it appropriately as far as giving him the football. But then he also had the penalty on the play too with the personal foul on Darren College. So, I think you answered your own question. I mean, there were a couple things going on in that particular play. How they changed? Well, the first thing you notice is just in your preparation, the personnel, and then even going into this game, had a number of guys that were hurt, so you're preparing for different people, and schematically they're totally different. Scott Linehan, what he does on offense and the way he plays, and Dante Culpepper, and the way they're playing from the quarterback position, and their defense is totally different. So they're just differently all the way around, personnel and scheme.